Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria reaching a high of 30 degrees today, Johannesburg 28, Polokwane 20. The South African National Taxi Council in Ekurhuleni says all taxi operations have resumed following a temporary halt. The pause was taken to protest against repeated impoundments, high release fees and slow licensing processes by government authorities. Yes, SANTACO's provincial secretary is Zweli Mnisi.
Today we managed to meet with the MEC of Transport as well as her team and had a robust meeting where we were able to vent our frustrations. We had to take this decision and stop our taxes due to the problems that we face on a daily basis.
Trade Union JWSA has condemned the termination of the South African Social Security Agency service agreement with Postbank. They argue the move forces millions of social grant recipients to use private banks, generating profits for big banks while harming public services. The union also demands the reversal of the decision. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has emphasized the need for intelligence sharing and cooperation among nations to combat crime.
We have enjoyed the 3 days coming up with creative and innovative solutions to the law enforcement problems. Legal firearms have become a problem and they are a tool to commit crime. Together we can ensure a safe and more secure and more prosperous Africa.
Masemola was speaking at the conclusion of the 27th Interpol African Regional Conference in Cape Town. He also highlighted the scale of crime challenges facing law enforcement in Africa and globally. Now, staying with policing matters, and the police ministers requested a detailed report from National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola on the political killings task team. This follows the return of 121 documents to the team amid allegations raised by KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Here's Ministry spokesperson Kamohelo Bohotsi.
The political killings task team is at the centre of the allegations made by the provincial commissioner and will be dealt with by the commissioner. It is a concern, therefore, that steps are being taken in relation to this matter before the Commission has had a chance to investigate the issues surrounding the task team. The National Commissioner is requested to submit his report without further delay.
And finally, she drops the beats and gets her groove on, all while spinning the decks like a pro at the age of 81. DJ Gloria is still filling dance floors across Sweden. Her real name, rather, is Madeline Monson, and she plays Sweden's hottest nightclubs with special gigs for crowds over the age of 50. She primarily draws women who still want to get down and boogie. I'm Chanel September, mornings at 8.
How old did you say she was?
81.
That is, you know what, I hope that I'm still DJing at 81, right? But I better slow down now if I'm going to make it there. Quick one, I picked up a crazy story, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just want to get your take on this. So in Spain, there's this hotel in Spain, and this is like my worst nightmare, right? 200 guests, more than 200 guests, have been hospitalized this morning with salmonella.
No.
Because the chicken that they served on the dinner service the night before was not made sure. Okay. Now, I've just read the whole article and I've seen the social media post. They are apologizing to the guests. If you, this is just a quick one, if you were one of those guests, what must happen? What do you need from that hotel? Would a free couple of nights stay be enough? Would you even want to stay in the same hotel?
No, I want more. I want money. I want
we're suing,
massage.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Like, that is my worst nightmare. And every time, and we just came back from such a lovely hotel in Zebula. But can you imagine if all of us went down with the same thing?
No, that would be terrible.
All right. I'd love to know, wherever you're listening from, what would you need if you went to a hotel and you and 200 other guests went down, hospitalized? We're not just talking about people felt sick. Hospitalized with salmonella. They put out an apology saying, we're really sorry. As the hotel, like, we're really, really sorry, hey? What would you need to make that right? Hit me up with a message or a voice note. 084-850-0944.